Support for this podcast is provided by The Economist, committed to writing about issues that matter and the connections between them. The Economist, see the world differently at newsstands and economist.com.
Many Indian immigrants in the United States feel it's important to preserve their cultural traditions. Musician N. Ravikiran is doing his part. He plays an instrument from India that dates back more than 2,000 years. It's called the Chitravina. N. Ravikiran's trying to breathe new life into this instrument by performing here in the U.S. Lonnie Shavelson went to one of his shows in Palo Alto, California.
The packed recital hall at Stanford University is buzzing, as if a rock star is about to take the stage.
He is a legend.
He's, you know, like a very, very famous.
But this is no rock concert. The seats have been pushed away. Women wearing elegant saris and men with long silk shirts over their jeans are sitting on the floor. The star of the show sits cross-legged on the stage.
Ravikiran is one of the most famous players for Chitravina. His music's just very melodious.
Ravikiran's Chitravina looks something like a lute, but it's the size of a cello. It lies on its back, strings facing the ceiling, while Ravikiran skims a slide down its long, fretless neck. Think Hawaiian guitar or dobro, with a hefty dose of sitar. Ravikiran's father and grandfather were masters of the Chitravina. By age two, Ravikiran recognized more than 300 complex Indian melodic scales, or ragas. Now 39, his music is revered by Indians worldwide. He says the Chitravina is well-suited for Carnatic or Southern Indian music, which emphasizes voice-like oscillations.
We really oscillate some notes in a very unique manner, so you can almost vocalize when you play the instrument.
Ravikiran is credited with the revival of this ancient instrument. From his home bases in southern India and Houston, Texas, he travels worldwide. His concerts are often sponsored by chapters of a society that promotes Indian classical music. Known as Spikmakes, these groups on college campuses across the U.S. are devoted to maintaining traditional culture for young Indians here.
I've been playing for Spikmakes since 1980s. Normally, my strategy is to talk to the audience so that they can understand what we are doing and appreciate it better.
Chitravina is totally fretless and it has 20 strings. There are six strings on the top and three in the side for drone rhythm. And
Ravikiran also mentors young musicians in the tones and rhythms of Carnatic music. For today's concert at the Stanford Spikmakay, he's accompanied by a young Indian on the mridangam, a double-sided drum, and a 17-year-old violinist who's studying bioengineering at Stanford. Nikhil Ravi is the president of Stanford Spikmakay. As the concert ended, he said the dynamic between the three musicians was great. As for hearing Ravikiran play the Chitravina...
Oh, it was awesome. Totally amazing. It's actually not very well known, and there are very few artists who actually perform it nowadays, so we're pretty lucky to have him.
For The World, this is Lonnie Shavelson in Palo Alto, California.
You can see a video excerpt from N. Ravikiran's concert at theworld.org. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH, I'm Lisa Mullins.